You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you got for me? No way. Well, I just got to tell you right now, this is special. And I will screw up the format all day long to go down to the Keys and spend a little time with a Super Bowl Hall of Fame coach. Won some Super Bowl. He's won at every level he's been at. Jimmy Johnson joins us. Jimmy, good morning. How you doing? Are you on that walk? Are you on that little walk this morning?
No, Joe, I am just about to get on Highway 1, and I'm going to go visit with my favorite team here in a few minutes.
Which one?
Well, hey, what do you think? Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, I thought so. I just wanted to hear it, man. I wanted to hear the Hurricanes thing, boy. Jimmy, it's funny. I'm just sitting here, and I was just talking about I want to be in a situation that – we won too many years ago, and you saw it firsthand where the Lions, we used to call them one of the worst franchises, and Dan Campbell gets together with a really good general manager, and in a matter of a few years, look how friggin' good they are, Jimmy.
Yeah, I've talked to Dan a few times, and I love the way he coaches. I love the culture that he changed there, and you know exactly how that culture changed. It changed because they were a physical football team, and when you're a physical football team and you work as hard as they work, you practice as hard as they practice, your will to win becomes stronger, you know, and, you know, that's what it all is. You know, as close as all these professional games are, it comes down to the, you know, which team's got the more grit and which one's got the more toughness and which one has the will to win.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy, these practices are going to be good for the Miami Dolphins. I saw one of their linebackers came out and said, doesn't think the Dolphins are ready for the Lions brand of football and how they practice compared to the way the Dolphins practice. And I thought, hey, I didn't take it as a shot. I hope the Dolphins go, hey, man, they're right. We got to get more physical. You just can't be fast. You agree with that?
Yeah. And you know what, Joe? You know, I used to have this battle with Howie Long and Michael Strahan, all the players. Yeah, they always want to pull back, you know, stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know, and the coaches always want to make it more physical, you know, to try to build a football team that's going to have that will to win. And so it's always a battle. But, you know, the way the rules are nowadays, I'd have a tough time because, you know, we were scrimmaging about every other day when I was coaching.
You didn't have to worry about goal line with your team, right? Oh my!
We had that inside drill run, and the only guy that I held out was Emmitt Smith. Everybody else played.
You know, it's a great one, Jimmy. We have talked the last 3 days a lot about how physical do you and playing preseason games. How do you feel about starters playing? I think you need some work, don't you?
Oh, without question. Hey, I did a study. I actually polled about three-fourths of the trainers around the league, And every one of them said this. They said, because you don't have a whole lot of physical practices nowadays in training camp and a lot of the starters don't play, that's when you see all those injuries early in the season. You know, and because you've got to have contact to know how to fall, how to take a hit,
right,
how to survive a hit, on and on. And so it takes some physical play to stay healthy. And, you know, it's ironic. I mean, you talk about it, you say, hey, you got to have physical play just to stay healthy. And, you know, and a lot of people think the other way. They say, hey, pull back, because I got to keep them healthy. Well, they're going to get hurt when they start getting hit. You got to have physical play if you're going to build a football team.
It is so funny to talk, hearing everybody say it is hard to go from not hitting at all. Now you're going 100 miles an hour in your opener, and guys aren't used to it. And I agree with you, from how to take a hit as a receiver, getting your pads down. Guys that haven't tackled now all of a sudden got some guy running at them, and they're going, wow, it's been a while since I've done this. So I love that point you make. Hey, we were talking about teams that have been really close, and Dan Campbell's team's been one of those teams. Last 2 years, great record, lose at home in the playoffs. The year before, had the 49ers on the rope, should have won that game. They come up. You got to be careful, though, because that window doesn't stay open forever. Also, Baltimore and Buffalo in that same boat. I think the 49ers, I think they've lost too much to be one of those marquee teams. How do you feel about the 49ers?
And I think they're still a good football team. They've got great talent. You know, some of their talent's getting a little older, but they're a good organization. They know how to win. They've got enough talent to do it all if they stay healthy. You know, a lot of these teams with the roster limit now and with the depth of their football teams, a lot of them, if they lose two or three star players, and, you know, that's what happened to Detroit last year. They lose Hutchinson. They lost all those defensive guys, and, you know, they fell off the edge. You know, they hung in there for a while, but when you lose some of those key players, your talent level really drops. So, you know, they're late in the season. You need those star players to be healthy.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it is so true. And I hear teams going, well, we think we're going to have a deep team, and others going, wow, if our starters go down, we don't have a good 53. We're not good at the back end of that 53-man roster. And it's so important because, you know, guys are going on the IR. Guys are going to get hurt. You hope they're not out all year and they can come back. But that's just part of the game, Jimmy, isn't it, that you're going to lose a lot of guys?
Yeah, and that's why you've got to have a strong roster, you know, from top to bottom. You got to have guys that are going to be able to step right in and play. In fact, that's one of the things I'm going to talk to University of Miami about today is, hey, you never know. You know, when we won the national championship, remember we had George Meyer Jr. got suspended for off-the-field problems. You know, Bernard Clark stepped right in. He was MVP of the Orange Bowl and won the national championship.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're getting ready for the Super Bowl. We're playing the 49ers. and Troy Aikman gets a concussion. You know, I picked up Bernie Kosar during the year that, you know, really in the middle of the season. And Bernie steps in. We beat the 49ers, and we went ahead and won the Super Bowl the next week. So every player's got to be ready to play and have that opportunity.
Hey, Jimmy, speaking of the Canes, I can't wait for you to see them. I was out there last week. Well, I'll tell you what, I think this is a lot more balanced team defensively. The guys they have, I can't wait for you to see some of these young guys as well as the transfer portal guys and what they've improved, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But I was also thinking, one of your guys, the defensive line coach, man, Jason Taylor, I just you're the one that found that guy and said he wasn't too small and he could play. Hell, he ends up being a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Jason, he just made plays. You know, I talked to a lot of people before I drafted him. They said, well, you know, he's a tweener. He's too small to be a defensive end. He's not fast enough to be an outside linebacker. And I watched him. All he did was make plays. And that was his entire career. He made more strip sacks, pick up fumbles, get interceptions. He made plays that turned the game around. And you can't have enough playmakers, you know, and that's what I always look for. I look for guys that would make a play that would win the ball game. Jason did that.
Hey, so for you, the Miami Hurricanes coming off 10 wins, and I think this team, minus Cam Ward, who just was unbelievable as a quarterback last year in the first pick in the draft, but I think this team's more balanced. Again, I'm gonna have to pick up with you next week. I'm dying for you to see the team today. What is the message, Jimmy, when you go down there and you talk to these guys?
Well, you know, I try to change it around a little bit. Last time I was here, I talked about, you know, being in great condition and fatigue makes cowards of us all. I'm going to talk about everybody on this roster's got a role to play, and they're going to have an opportunity to play. And you never know when that opportunity is going to come. And, you know, if they prepare themselves the right way, not only are they ready for the opportunity, it improves their guy sitting right, you know, right next to them. It improves the entire team if they prepare themselves to go out there and win. And so, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, really the backup players and the guys that are role players to prepare themselves to go out there and win the ball game. And the other thing too is, you know, University of Miami is such a special place. You know, all these former players come back, and, you know, I come back. Everybody that's been associated with the Hurricanes, they come back because they have great memories. Great memories. And I want these guys to make their memories. You know, they make their memories coming up here in 10 or 15 days. They make their memories when they start playing Florida, you know. So prepare themselves to make that memory. And they'll be the guy coming back 10 or 15 years from now.
You know, it's hard for me to think about a great Notre Dame-Miami game and that you weren't part of that thing. Going through that and the documentaries and No Love even before the game and your guys getting after it, just so much fun to be part of that, Jimmy. I know you've been part of a lot of big games. Oh. I'm guessing that Notre Dame-Miami game's got to rank right up there for you.
Oh, I love playing Notre Dame. First of all, you know, I really got great respect for Notre Dame. I think it's a great institution, great football program, on and on. Yeah, but we had some, you know, we had some great games with, you know, with Notre Dame. You know, here in the Orange Bowl, not only the game where we set an all-time record for the biggest loss Notre Dame's ever had, but also, oh, I had to throw that in.
That's a good one. I like
also
that.
If we'd have had instant replay, we would have won the one up there in South Bend. Lou Holtz would have never won a national championship, and we'd have had another national championship if we'd have had instant replay. But that's the way it goes, you know. And so every now and then you got to have a little setback, I guess. But I love playing Notre Dame.
Well, I'll tell you what, those teams are loaded. I just think about some of those guys. Jimmy, thank you so much, man. Nice of you to be on the walk and be thinking about it, Jimmy.
Hey, I'm right here at the baseball stadium. I'm looking for a place to park. So I will talk to you later, Joe.
Thank you, Jimmy. Have a great day with the Canes, man. Thank you.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking. or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.